on to other sources. Simon Shin Bay, that's our Simon. Are the new Mamma Kohen's out yet? Then when Shin Bay came out?
No.
Can you get them? Okay. They'll come out. Be patient. Take a look on page Pei Ches and the Beis in the Bir Halacha. Mechaber uses the word Asur discussing Kibbutz or Shemeshach Shezel Zeh Asur. Says the Bir Halacha Asur. Look in the Mishnah Berura, so we've got in the Beis Asur. The Chiyuv Anami Ika. The kibbutz shayach af ba'oros. Kibbutz b'zochan al tzadidat. Rambam says, he quotes the Rambam. Hasocher abeger ad shiyotzi es amayim shlo es lechayot. Shaschita mitzorche kibbutzi. V'yein tzchita v'seya. What didn't be or? Wait a second. He just said, it's the Rambam. Take a look on the Gemara. Very important Gemara. Today's major Gemara. You've seen it more than once, but see it again. The last eight lines. Chaverta mevia lo shemen biyat. Your lettuce, need oil. You bring, you put the oil on your hand. The main lo sipik biyat. Not enough. Can't mevia b'sara. Hair. Mevia sipik b'sara. Mevia lo b'kli. Okay, that's a gemara. Says Rashi, first white line, the veil of shemen, that was just a rabbin, the yad, the kappa, below the kli, the kamadash of mishanina, it's not normal to carry in the hand, you need to put it into the kli, the sara, socha sara shemen of shabbat, so mechan choso, en kan chilu shabbos, kev and shein derech otzo abakach. Okay, fine. Says the Gemara, a little later on, Tepeglei v'shem schita. Rashi. Last two lines. Lama lo hiviyak l'kli shlo t'chal Shabbos v'hotza hachanam yekam makal l'v'schita. Rabba v'rab yosem t'havayu ein schita v'seyo. Rashi. Shukosha v'ein boleya. Rabashi Omar. Afilu tema yesh schita v'seyo. Mevila v'kli derech sara, v'kama derech shal shenuyei v'shanina derech sara, korecha shakli v'rosha v'sara. We have to make shenuyei and all kinds of shenuyei. That's the Gemara. Okay, back to the Bir Halacha. The Korah of the Rambam is the Gemara we just read. Masha the Mefarash Kushas HaGemara Tumishim Isur Kibbutz. V'al or lo tzien shum moko. See what's going on? And the Rambam is a master of order, of seder. Everything is in a certain seder. The Rambam quotes his halacha, Teperek Tes, he discusses the halacha of Malabin, Kibbutz. So the whole discussion is talking about Malabin. For Ritz Shinish was Adam, Shetomel Rambam. Kevin the Schipil told him the kibbutz. The kibbutz are the Shag Bar. Kidmucha Bigamara now. Zvachim Tzadi Dalin. We know that the Rambam then Chayav and Aschitoso. Where did he get it from? Nearly. Yosto the Rambam Zeb Mirasha Amar Rabbi Rabbi Yosef Basugi Hanal. Ein Tzchita Beseya. Fatan Meshu Koshe. For a kibbutz Shayach. Afisaka osi miseor. because the Yisra b'mishta zvachim tzadikim and beis the echad ha-beker v'echad ha-sak to them kibbutz the davkadus fell on it. Afil also nasovim the or kosher lad bar kibbutzu filochi b'sak modu k'disa b'brayt tzadik dalem and alf shom yodua the shem sak kolol avdavar ha-osim yisera ha-shvorim ha-izim toysus shabbos chof zayim and alf the maslim and also uberabam and chuskeil Vakova Mishum the Seir Lo Mikri Davakosh of the Riakol, the Shaykh Bokibus, Umikol Makomian Sri Darmina Lo Shakbu, Ukanabi Gemara, Vakova Ratan the Sri Lo Shakh El Dabashu Rafi Yosef, Umemelo, I did be your Rach after Shaykh Bokibus and Shaykh Boskita. It's not Rafi Yosef like a beggar. Meridic. Kibus yes, schita no. Kibus yes, schita no. Chinuch baramba, zel tamo. How you know? Midikol the tarvaya b'chara machta. Put it all in the same breath, right? What two things? Seor and or. They're not soft enough, like a regular cloth garment, to we say that schita is a full kibus. Kibus proper, yes, but schita no. Gam devi rabam ni khavash rag be mishna to be all a rakh nos no of my mash tikhle vel goz be mishna sham yisrot va kokh mishum kskhit lo shak be daraisa u be beged ti yosti to the mayim ti khavash be gam be shul shiyot da kibusa ye yakhol al tayt mishum khashash od sit ala emes ava de khiyu da mesh beze tam chot rabon sa daraisa u be hakim besu kushon tadesh pasad mishum ayin shom Timidvarainu, the shame kibus shakman at Torah filled with the seir of or kibus mizvah. Abaschit al hashem betavayz as a raisa that's a Rambam kibus the rabbanon. Saws from shulchan alakamal simetachav sim aleph pago the baor lekaschit. Akosher li asugi the shabbos of nunamid beis. This is the barbershul kash. The mashba shom dul hayam mutal chuli alma lo chufasars the shabbos benes of the chol. Him lo mitav chashash hashor asaseyor. Give a look quickly. Nunam beis. We saw this. We learned gozes. Then we learned. Then we were concerned with gozes. Now we're concerned with what the Gemara is not bringing up. Why Gemara not bringing up certain things? Okay. What's in nunam beis? The very top. We're discussing a brisa. Which is found on Af Nunam and Aleph from the bottom. Avalo Yochov Em Sara, person do not Rashi, Benesse V'chol Sara B'Shabbos B'Neishem B'Shira. The last two words of Rashi on Af Nunam and Aleph give away the whole story. The only problem in the Gemara, which is tackled on Amud Beis, is you're going to pull out the hair. Forget that. Rebbeinu Shel Olam should be over on Yisro Doraisa of Malabe. When you wash the hair on your face, on your head, Rebbeinu Shel Olam says the Mishnah Berakha. Well, Mistama Adavar Zeh Murv Mayim, Gamaylo also be Tam Kibus. Bakach the Sfir Lele Gemara the Chag Bein Seir Tolush, V'Seir Mechuber. The V'Seir Mechuber Al Guf Adam Lo Shach Bo Shem Kvisa. The verse said, did you wash your face this morning? You even took a shower? Did you launder yourself? So I went to the shower. I'm going through the process of laundry. The laundry's in the washing machine. I'm just taking a shower. Laundering yourself? Yeah? Then came. My makshah ragamah dat kuf kuf ches. Fitei bulei b'shem schita. Ho schita b'shem kibus ul das haramba. Fitei v'diyein kibus ein schita. Rebbeinu Shel Olam. What a great kasha. This is a tremendous kasha. For Ulai, Zel Gufa Meshara Gemara, and Schita Beseya, Vahayna Mishum Du Mechuba Gufa Isha. Nah, come on. If that's the case, Avul Roshan Rambam Shehetik Din Zeh, Mimenu Kedemashim Bekam Magen Mishta, Docha Godo Lukmi Dikavka Bofan Zeh, the Tzorachina. Doesn't sound away from the Rambam. So he's mamish left with the kasha. He's left with the kasha. No terrors. This is a bombshell kasha. The kasha is obvious. what's happening over here. If you'll say that it needs to wash your body, so then what is it with the Gemara Daf Nun? If there's no need to wash your body, what's the problem? Kuf Kaf Ches. Oh. So we're not for the Rambam, but both of the answers simply. Both of the answers simply.
Dosh.
There's the answer. Dosh. You need the oil for the Yoledes. You transport the oil in some woman's hair. She's nice long hair, a lot of oil on her hair. You squeeze it out to give to the, put into a cup so the Yoledes can use it for whatever medical needs she needs to give birth to the baby. Dosh. But they all work with the assumption over here. The Rambam doesn't hold from Dosh. Oh no. Rambam holds that Dosh is limited to Paris. When it comes to squeezing out of a garment or the like, or the hair or the like, they assume it's limited to what? To Malave. So you're stuck. No terrors. So I'll give you my terrors, the Nia's diet, which is against what other people are saying, is that the assumption is incorrect. But the Rambam would also agree that could be an Easter of Dosh over here. Because you need the product that's squeezed out of the hair, namely the oil. Namely the oil. You want to make it a little bit better, because the Rambam elsewhere, we'll see soon that four Rambams seems to draw a strict line that if it's fruits, then it's Dosh. And if it's squeezing water out of a garment, it's only Malave. One could argue, okay, see soon the Rambam stuff. It's true if you're squeezing out water. But if you're squeezing out wine or oil, yes, it's true. The Rambam, in contrast to Rabbi Natan, seems to say there could be a possibility of Malave with respect to oil, with respect to wine, not only water, but it doesn't mean to say there cannot be a possibility of dosh as well. The case he's describing, where the liquid goes into the sewer, of course there's no dosh. But the case where you need the liquid for the violetus, maybe there's dosh as well. Well, if that's the case, there's a little bit of a problem. What is the Rambam's comparison? So let's take a look, read the Rambam inside. I guess the best way to see it, although it's quoted verbatim here, let's take a look in the back. Look in the back. They have the Mishpat HaMolad, they don't use it enough. See every word in the Rambam. See if we can, if my shot is in fact tenable. It's against what everyone else is saying. Here we go. Perek Tes Haloch Yud Aleph. It's page Ches in Mishpat HaMolad, column 2 towards the top. Hamachabes begodim areyu told us malavin v'chayim. Vasoket es abegar ashiyosi emayim shabo. Vaisa machabes v'chayim. Shaschita mitzorche kibusu. Kimo shagosa mitzorche abishu. Very unusual line in Rambam. What is he talking about? The eid schita v'seyah. V'hu adin la'or shen chayovan al schitoso. So the Mishnah Berurah himself conceded, it's hard to say that Ein Tzchit of the same means when it's attached to the body, because then what's the connection to the Or? So that territory he suggested is Dochak in Lashon HaRamba. So that's what I wanted to suggest. What's the connection? Rabosai, to a very strongly connected Hatzara Shavim between the Schita Petoras Dosh and the Schita Petoras Malave, it's only true if you squeeze out something which was totally absorbed. If you squeeze out water from a garment in the washing machine, and you squeeze out wine or oil from a grape or an olive, they're both totally absorbed into the Schita Daraisa. However, in the situation of Seyar, there is neither. There's no schita mishum malabe in a detached seyar, and there's no schita mishum dosh in attached seyar, where there's no schita kibus b'chlal, when you need the oil for the Yoledes. That's the connection on the Yosdaiti. Yes.
That's true. Shouldn't it have been quoted in the opposite way? The Rambam said there's no schita by or, and Kula didn't say or. We're dealing with Shabbos. It would make sense to talk about the Shabbos din and then say Kula din by another type of schita that it's also not.
I'm only discussing Shabbos. We're only discussing Shabbos. Shabbos, according to the standard approach, the Rambam holds only from kibbutz. And I can't blame the standard approach because this halacha is talking about kibbutz. Can't deny it. It's undeniable. True. What I'm suggesting is, when the Rambam quotes en schita b'seyar, which is a phrase lifted directly from Kuf Kof Kesem at base, I'm suggesting that there it meant en schita b'seyar with respect to dash. The Rambam took the liberty of lifting that statement and applying it to Malad because it's the same core reason. Namely, it's not absorbed. It was absorbed in the hair, and therefore it's not absorbed in the hair. And there could be only discussing dosh, because there is no melaban of gufa adam, and there the hair was attached to the woman. Ram took the liberty of taking a phrase describing dosh and applying it to melave. That's my shot. Against the world. I can see it's against the world. The world's against it. They all say Ram holds no. It cannot be any. He never said that there is any possibility of Soche Mishum Dosh in a case other than fruits. Or, well, not quite true. Because the Rambam does discuss, if someone learned this, or the Gemara discusses, Kvashim Mishlokos. Kvashim Mishlokos, like the Sugis and Gemara, Kuf Mem Hey, if I'm not mistaken, where you had pickles that absorbed vinegar, and you squeeze it out, Lememov. You want the vinegar, so according to Rabbi Yochanan, and even we hold maybe it's only the Rabbanan, but there's still a possibility of schita, at least with the Rabbanan, in a situation where it's not the natural liquid of the wine or of the oil coming out of the grape and of the olive. No, it's the vinegar in which the cucumber was pickled, and you're squeezing it out. Still could be a again, at least with Rabbanan, an act of schita, what the Yochanan to the Raisa. Why? Some of the Mefarshim ask Kasha, why? You hold it, ain't each other but Gedulei Karka. Water, vinegar, is not Gedulei Karka. So the answer is, well, the pickle is Gedulei Karka. So we can say it for carrot as well, if you like, and say, if you're squeezing the oil out of the woman's hair, well, the oil at least is a dulekak. Some argue that according to the Rambam, the woman's a dulekak. Same as the behemoth's a dulekak, but the Rambam possibly, when he has cholim with the rice, so even though he holds pishas a dulekak. Against the Rabbi Avraham and the Rambam, who distinguished between the oven and the tolda, but the tolda does not require a dulekak, or not, but help over here, for, she was also a tolda. Yes, I'm sorry.
The
Gemara Kukas,
Tebelemishim Svita, it's got to be Svita to the oraisa, or else the kasha doesn't make any sense.
Okay.
So, you're saying according to the Rambam, the Svita, the Shemet from the hair, is a district Dosh Doraisa.
Now, when you say it has to be Doraisa, I understand where you're coming from. Let's top it up again to Kuf Kof Chesam Beis. He's asking a good question. Kuf Kof Chesam Beis. Take with Lemishim Svita, Zok Rashi. Love Eloi via love a kli shol the chal Shabbos lo tsa hachanami hachamachalala v'schita. And you're saying that since Rashi lo v'shat it's Rishus HaRav and so it's a daraisa, alright, so it's a schita. If that's not a daraisa, then there's nothing to talk about. Of course you picked the daraisa, not the rabbana. One could argue it's not talking about a Rishus HaRav and say b'fer Rishus HaRav. What does it say? Rishus HaRav b'fer Rishus Pshuto. So it says b'fer Rishus HaRav. No, Rashi, what about the Gemara? What about the Gemara? You could say as a Carmelist, saying, I don't see the Gemara proper saying this to Rambam. Rambam could say, I'm not a Shiva to Rashi. Carmelist? I guess it could be. But let's take a look and see what the Ran says. I think the Ran, if you reject me, which you have every right to do, I'm against the world. The only way out of this is the Rambam. When I say the Rad, I mean the Sura Rad. This is a beautiful sefer on Shabbos. Has the Rad and the Sura Rad, both. The same volume. Okay. But I'll share on the screen. Okay, let's take a look. Let's take a look. So which rod is this? This is the real rod. Not what I want. Not what I want. I want the Yuchas Levar. Ah, remind me. When I want this, I have to have the Yuchas Levar. Okay, but that's what we'll put on the Mamakov. It's called the Yuchas Levar. It's not really the Levar. We don't know who it is, really. But obviously, he's quoting from Gedol Yolam. He was in the loop. Okay. Ein Tchid B'Seir. The Tomar. Im Kain, I feel b'di'ika sefek b'yoda tovi b'sara the tfei shinu yika b'sari b'yoda on both sides. There's no way to carry oil in a kli, in a cup. The two ways which are unusual: one in your in the cup, in the palm of your hand, one in your hair. Ah, which is the biggest shinu? Come on, man! The hair is the biggest shinu than your cup, in the palm of your hand. What's going on over here? Yes, my first rabbi. Via apisar koloma, if ain't sipik biyad, tavi biyada uvisara, both. That period has to be wrong. The kaitol and equally, tavla the main by main of sipik visara via biyada, come out after yada. Okay, the kasha not answered. Yes, me shapirish. The afal gav the ain't chita b'seyar, kolokom shesochetes Hashem and misara. Mirzik is chita. Uvidinu, look carefully. The nigzer otu schita de alma. Elimishim bekuach nefesh itiru. Hilkoch? Hega de sepik biyada, lo sharine bisara, otu hoda schita bezenach. The Ran is saying it's preferred to bring the oil in your hand as opposed to in your hair. It's true the hair is a bigger shina. But if you bring it in your hair, you run an additional, it's an additional prohibition. What's the nature of that additional prohibition? The foolish Shigemara ain't schita b'seir, ain't schita b'seir, but it's nirek eschita. It's nirek eschita. Since you're squeezing something out, it looks like it's not really prohibited. Nope. If the Ran is right, then gevaldik, then answer the Mishnah Berurah's kasha. Mishnah Berurah asked, it's clear in the Gemara Daf Nun there's no kibbutz b'gufa adam. So what's the Gemara's kasha about anat kufka chesam veis? There's no schita when you're in the hair of the woman. The answer, you're right. It's only nirek eschita. You only ask one question. So why is it nirek eschita here and not nirek eschita on Daf Nun? The answer is on kufka chesam you are soket lehetcher. That's the whole point. Squeezing the oil out of the hair for the purpose of the olets. In the afternoon, you're just washing your head, your face, your beard, whatever you have the hairs on your body. You're not squeezing mamish. I mean, something is squeezed out, I agree. But it's not near a kaskita, it's not squeezed either, because it's good for Adam. This is a beautiful answer. This is a beautiful, beautiful answer. This is the correct answer to this question. This is the correct answer to this question. And I'll read it to you since I don't claim any credit for it. So I left it in the office. The Orchel Shabbos says this. Others may say it as well. Orchel Shabbos, you can look it up. You have to find the yeshiva's copy. I mean, I have mine, but the Beis and Gimel I found downstairs. Someone found me, they were floating somewhere. It would be helpful if we had it. We have to. That's the answer, page Tuf Dalet, I believe it is. in that beautiful segment. Okay? So that's the standard answer. It's based upon the Sudoran. And the Sudoran is not real Schita, it only looks like Schita. And I'm adding, why does it look like Schita on the Afnun? Because you're not squeezing the head, you're just washing your hair. Now, this idea that the Rambam has a sharp division between Schita Mishum Dash and Schita Mishum Alaben is found in four Rambams. Let's take a look at the back, see all four. And this is pointed out by the Arsameach in his Pirish on the Rambam, on this very Rambam. Let's put it on the screen, can't hurt. Which one? Miuchas Laran. He could be talking about Malame. Probably Malame, because if it's the Farag, it's not near this real scheme. I would concede that point. Okay, watch. So it's four different Rambams. Ma nomu did Rabbeinu. How sweet, noyim, pleasant. The words of the Rambam, an unusual adjective to use by the Rambam, but that is the Osamech. Shechilek did schita l'shneyomus. Liel perek chesed l'chayud. Then Schita's Peres should be the Mefarik. Since we have the English for Amalei, see what it says. Maybe it's page. Hasoket as a Peres. I'm going to see page 9 in the last column towards the bottom. Hasoket as a Peres ultimate man, Chayim is a Mefarik. Okay? And Chayim of Minatora, I'll skip Dricha Zaysim, another Bulvat. Okay? Mashla Ochel Tovovu. Alright, fine. Fine. I've got it. That's the Av Malacha, or a Tolda we can call it, of Dash, because the Ram goes in order. We start on the Chazayin of Dash Kegrogos, and it's in the Zayin Ches Tesen Yud, of the Dorises of Dash. Okay? I saw it as a Paris. Only what? The Torah, Zeis, and another Bilvah. The Rabbanon, other fruits as well. That's the first round of course. Uschidas begodin, kibus, yeah, as over here, in Peretes, goes on. V'chein, betoldus the Rabbanon, as he calls it. It's an unusual phrase, we don't use that phrase usually. Maybe Yoreim does, but he uses him. Halacha Yud Gimel. Let's take a look. Chaf Aleph Yud Gimel. We have it over here. It's page Yud Gimel and I'll print column 3 most of the way down. Kvashim Mishlogos Shesachtan from the Rache Gufan Mutlim in the Hotel Meir. Osur! Presumably Osur Midrabanan. Why? It's going in the order of Halacha Yud Beis. The Fad Chayim Mishum Dosh. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Right? So the Zeytum is the Raisa, Tutav Rimonim is the Rabbanon, and Kvashim Shlokos is the Rabbanon. He's all discussing Toldam and the Rabbanon of Dosh. It's Paris. Wait a second, is this Paris? Yeah, it's true, it's Paris. The pickle is, the cucumber is a pre, but what comes out is water, right? Vinegar, okay. U'misyakas the Avdadisha. Pekhobet alokhates vov. Where's that? The next page. Chavez Tetzvav. It's page Yudal and halfway down. Column 2. Habachavez Chayim Mishum Olavim. Vasochet Ksus Chayim Mishum Mishum Mechavez. Right? And he goes through this whole discussion. Okay. This is an issue of Schita Tolda the Malame. And therefore also it's like Matas HaMochi also in the Fiyah Shisha Gotsiba Shemi Ovo Le Schita etc. etc. Beautiful. The Rambam is such a great order. Good? Yeah? Yuin Shem Mesuder Dover Alofana. Beautiful. Fantastic. Great. So I see Osamech, a beautiful thing. The truth is, the Osamech didn't discover this, it's not the first one to discover it. But it's against Tosfos. Tosfos says, a Kuf Yud Aleph. If you point out the Tosfos over here. Oh. Tosfos, God be begat Shire Mepharek. Oh, he quotes the Tosfos. Take a look, we've seen it before. Kuf Yud Aleph. Kuf Yud Aleph. What did Tosfos say? The bottom of Amud Aleph. Talk about the Mesuchrayta and the Zaisa. It's a Schita. I by Mayim. Yeah, by Mayim. Only by Mayim. It's five places in the Shas. Only by Mayim. Last time I got by Yayin or Gazimish and Schita. Quote the Gemara Kufla Mates. Top of Kufi Alev Beis is Tosis. The Tana Mishum. In Adam Chosh the Sof who came like they schita any yachol and akosu may reichel v'chazusa came made their lischot beg of the Torah of Mashkeh Shabo and when mikol makom also lischot the chisachet lay either mislaben habeget tzatz hayu mechavis that they can see at this point oh mishum mefarek kimo soche zesim vanovim and it says kufkav chesim edveis im hoysa tzvich Hashem en chavet em evila besara is they schita Alma yesh schita b'shemen. What do you mean? Maybe it's malave. What's the answer, Rabbi Elsai? He holds a malave in b'guf adam. Presumably based on afnun. He didn't like my teretzim before. But the chedush erat nirik is schita. That's not nirik. He didn't hope for that. That's tosas sheet. Tosas sheet. Fine. The Bach already said it, according to these four Rambams. Okay. So far, so good. Now let's take a look at the Beis Yosef. How many have a Beis Yosef here? What's the tour? Not everybody. I'll show on the screen. I brought my tour, but everybody has, we'll show on the screen. If you have it, look it up. Beis Yosef, the very beginning of Shin Lamed. Talk about Kufra Chesim and Beis. Whole Gemara. Quotes the Rambam. Who's our Sova? Rav Ashi? Listen carefully. Lav the Flugi Arab of Rav Yosef is Chita Seira. At first glance, look at the Gemara again, Kufra Chesim. Just look, you know, with open eyes, without any prejudices. At first glance, what did it say? Rav Yosef is saying Chidu B'Seyah. And Rav Ashi is a different teretz. Neither Rav Ashi denied this Chidu B'Seyah. Why do you have a pass against Rav Ashi? Zok the Beis Yosef? No. Rav Ashi lav la flugi Rav Yosef is Chidu B'Seyah also. El lomar. Da filu I have a Chidu B'Seyah lu yutsuyur. Hypothetically. Nonetheless, shaper tani mevia v'sara. Why? It's a shinoi. Based on Ochi Dalf Kosta Ramba, Mevia Lakli Toli Bisara, Vitala Mishum, Yapa Gav De Tchida Biseyor, Isura Mia Ika, Kvosha Kosta Ramba Magat Pertes, and came Muth of Lassos Hotsoi De Shinui, Bibli Isra Acher, from the host of all of Isra Schita. Look, you can either carry it in your hair, or carry it in a cup tied to your hair. So in the former case, now that you have Hotzah v'shinui, you'll also have an Isa Schita b'drabanan. Better to do it with a cup tied to the air, it's only Hotzah v'shinui, and there's no Schita whatsoever. So says the Beis Yosef. You know who else said it first? Sudora. Ravashi Omer, Afilu Temer, Shkita Maseya, Kotav Arhozal, the Ravashi Leravcha de Milsa Kama, Avavade Beikir Dina Achis Vile, then Shkita Maseya. How do you know? The Raya Ladover, Midisharina, Tavila, Bishabs. Ad Kalashon of the Ra. A woman is talking about the mikvah Friday night, she goes Friday night. Every mikvah is up on Friday night. How can it be? Shkita. Tara says, then Shkita Maseya. Kloma, explain what his Rebbe meant, the Ra'o meant. Sharina Tvila, Velochashina Leschita Sara. Adkan the Ra'o. Says the Sudoran, Miu Eina Raya. No. Equivalent to Raya, maybe true, but the Raya equivalent. Why? The Lodomi Mayim Leshemen. The Shemen, Achashu, the Ov, the Nidbak Peseir, Whoa. Major Ravashi disagrees. He knows Yesh Shechita B'Seir. Aye, how can the woman go to the mikvah? No. The water is not absorbed in the hair. There's no Shechita at all. But oil, which is thicker, and it clings and adheres to the hair, perhaps it's somewhat absorbed in the hair, that's more strict. So Ravashi, Rabbi Yosef says, even by oil, ain't Shechita B'Seir. And Ravashi says, no, by oil, there's Shechita B'Seir, but by Mayim not. So you can go to the mikveh, but there's still an Isur Shechita when it comes to Seir and Shemen. So suggests the Sudoran. Interestingly, the Magen Mishnah, who said, we should see the Magen Mishnah inside, this I have to show you by this trick. Magen Mishnah. Look what he says. Perek Tes Halach Yud Alef. Ein Tchita B'Seir? Yeah. Miu Isurika. Tav Akasha. Mrs. Magen Mishnah didn't go to Mikvah Friday night. What happened? What's going on over here? What's it all about? So, the Kesef Mishnah seems to agree, because this is quoted in the Rambam, not in Perek. This is quoted in the Rambam at the very beginning, which you probably have. Open up the Rambam to Perek Beis. Halacha Yud Aleph. It's at page Hey, last column, halfway down. Yoledes Sakonas Nefoshes. By the tzrich of the Shemesh, the Chayot Zivo, Mevi'in Lo. For all Efshu, the Shemesh Mishanin, Yishua Tavo, Kon Shetovi Lo, Chaver Tekli, Kli Toli Bisara. Didn't say Bisara. He said, "V'kli hatoli b'sara." So on that Rambam, which we just read, as the Mishnah writes as follows. Look carefully. Time of Meshu's Alsover, Ravashi Lam the Flugi at the Rab of Rav Yosef also. Aloma la filu iavishita beseyar. Shapatan Vyagvisar. Khasra Benu Khan. Shatovala Kliatoli Bisar should afra the Khita Beseyar. Isura Meika, who's he quoting? Rabbi Magid, Peretes. Kemut the Lasa Sotsoi, the Shinoi, Mibli, Seracher, with the host of all of Yisracher, of Schita Midrabanon, which exists by Seyar. That's what the Surah Ran said. That's what he said. No? So how do you go to the mikvah? So the answer presumably is that the Surah Ran is correct. It's Easter only by oil, but not by water. Otherwise you couldn't go to the mikvah. What's pshat? So the Sefer, the Siv Chaim, says it's only a schit when something is absorbed. That's why there's no schit when it comes to or, even though there could be kibbutz, as we saw, nothing is absorbed. Shemen, he's saying, is a matter of fact, based on the Surah Ran. Shemen is absorbed in the hair, and water is not. Shemen, achashu av, nidvak v'seher, efshiyesh v'schita, because it's somewhat absorbed. But water, not. So if this distinction, which the Ran, as you said, if it's talking about the rice over here, the Ran makes a distinction, even if it comes to the rice, you can certainly say it's true on the level of the Rabbanon. That's what he suggests in the Siv Chaim. Would not for him, I have a different take. The entire... Yes?
So we just said that's why in the land there's no problem.
Because you're only using water.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. You're only using water, it's no problem. If you're using anything else, oil, is a problem. That would be a good answer. That's very good. Yes?
Is it impossible to dry yourself without doing a sechita?
Let's discuss another question. There could be sechita before you even start drying yourself, right? Person has a hair on his body like this or here, right? So you press down. That's some sechita before you get to dry. In the shower, just on the sink. But yeah, that's a problem. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
I understand why we're
imposing
on the Mishnah, that
it must be that he holds that water is mutter. Then we
just say that.
Yeah, that's because your question, but I gave you an answer.
Why can't you do it even without pressing down?
Then
press down
and you're in the mikvah. How do you, in the mikvah? The mikvah, that's the answer, but the mikvah. Just go into the mikvah, don't press anything down, come up again, drip dry, and shine.
Or even lightly press it on the towel, even though we say it's not speak up.
Well, I'll okay, good. Drip dry. Okay, wait a little bit longer. How long does it take already? How long does it take? Okay, so the woman's hair. I know they're all the problem. Women always have the problem. They go to the mikvah even during the week. Though the hair, they want to stay there and blow dry the hair. People are waiting to get in because the hair is wet and it's cold. You know, and it's a problem. They have much longer hair, so it's a different avoid it. Okay, whatever. Viva la différence. Yeah. So, maybe we're going to have a bit of a different take. The entire idea of Nirik is Soche at the beginning of the Ran, okay? Because it's not Bolea. And the Ra'ah says, Ravashi agrees. Why? Because it's Mutter to be Toivel. And the Ran says, no. By Shemen, it's also mid the Rabbana, not the Rice. The Ra'ah, I think it's the Rabbana. The Rabbanan, because it's nearer Kibbalua of a Nidba. But it comes to Mayim, it's Mutter, that's what's Mutter Litbo. In other words, the Siv Chaim, this is a difference in the Dorais, not necessarily. What about the right afternoon? The Bi'a Locha? Rechitza Bi'alma. It's a Bi'alma, it's nothing. He has the following Chiddush. Rabbosai, you have a sheep. And the sheep, you know, what's malabe? Because the wool of the sheep is dirty, so you have to whiten it. That's the Easter derisa. What if at the same time, and on Shabbos, and you know, you have to shear right after Shabbos, so you take all the sheep, and you have to go through the water. The sheep swim, I don't know, to ALS, I don't know. The sheep will swim through the water, and of course, like a sheep, you know, deep water swimming, they'll go under the water, you know, swim, teach the sheep how to swim. And that's this way, it'll lighten the wool of the sheep while it's still attached to the sheep. Should be mutter. Should be mutter. Yeah. Now, there's another cat's admission. Is this the other cat's admission? Watch this. No, wrong place. Ah. And then we never had Perek Chavez, remember, did we? What's this? What's this? Test. This. Here we go. Let's read the round of this is Kesem Mishnah. We'll come back to it in a second. We see the Rambam problem. Chav Beis Chav Aleph. Shtei Mitara Zu Agabi Zu. Nola Sapkakmi Ben Taim. Umeshika Numagda Sapkakmi Kol. Meshe Eina Bala De Schita. Why? Sharei Daito She Yeitzu Hamayim. What does that mean? What does that mean? Ain't about this either. Shall we die to she ate to a mind? Okay, what are the words? This one. Tosef. A mile of high inspiration, Sham Yisrael came and Sham Kakshar of my him. Yeah. You want to put them together. Ain't love a Shitra of Kak, the neck of Adrava. Magzir of Inyan. So you mole call a negev. You can't tip the kasha kosa. But it says, Shayetsu amayim. Water should go from one pool to the other. But other than that, it would be a problem. Even though you're squeezing the water into a pool of water. So the question becomes, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, so why do you wash your hair, your beard? How do you do that? Must be that there's no prohibition here with respect to water or with respect to shemen. Fine. It's fascinating. The Siv Chaim is Medayek, the Lashon of the Rambam. And we said before, you asked me a question, why do you put the two together? The R with the Seah. Your question. The different lashon in both. Give a look. Give a look. Rabbi said how each Ram changed his lashon. Perdeth l'chidah. It's page ches in the back here, column 2 on top. The ein schida v'seir. Boom. Who adin? He didn't say ein schida ba'or. Oh no. Who adin la'or? Shein chayav and al schitoso. Why did he change his expression? When it comes to Seir, there's no Schita at all. It's awesome, but Rabbanan only why? Up to Schita Shema Kedaka. Because Gufana, there's no Schita. No Kibbutz. That's why there's ain't Schita Seir, period. Yes, it's awesome, but Rabbanan, as the Magad Mishnah said, that's why it's comparable to Or, but for a different reason. When it comes to Or, it's actually Schita with Rabbanan. Because it's Talish. When it comes to Seir Guf, no! it's not schita. The rice, not schita. The rabbanan, it's only nirek is schita. That's what he says. However, the simple read of both the Beis Yosef and the Magen Mishnah is there's no difference between water and anything else. I say, how do you go to the mikvah? How do you go to the mikvah? So, if we get it, I don't know if we can get this on the, I'm not sure if we can get this. I'll tell you, there's a rush in Hilchos Mikvahos. And I'll say, Caleb. Right to Madaniyah, that's what I'm trying to show you. Nida. Whoa. Hilchos Mikvahos. In Tomar, Heich Tuchal Litto B'Shabbos. It says in Kuf Chav Ches, is an Yisrof Schita. Right? Rav Ashi disagrees. Yesh Chidim B'Seyam. No, Lam La Flugi Yosel, La Fil Tehem El Komer. The Beis Yosef says, Kosev HaKogo, Yitomea, Heich Isha Yachol Litto B'Leil Shabbos V'Yotif, Heich Tinot the Meschita Seyer, not the towel, the Seyer itself. Kach Ani Omer, Shavuya Tfilo Litchos Ad Motzi Shabbos V'Yotif. Whoa, close the mikvah every Friday night. No way, I'd be stoned if I passed it that way. No, she throw me out of town. Yeah, this is the base verse. He says, Ravashi agrees, but I, he says, it's he says in Perek Beis, we saw, he said, the Rabbana, nu, the Shver, the Yeshloma, you're right. Put your tefillah shlo levata la'ona, upiria v'rivya, lo choshu chachamu nisa shalem kla. Tak osir. And they only do it for one of two reasons. Ona, or puravu. Now, Kamina, what if the husband's out of town? The husband went away for Shabbos. I also would never postpone the tefillah. He's out of town, He's going to show up at your doorstep in an hour. You're in trouble. Friday night can't happen. He calls up for Shabbos. Hi. Calling you from Boston, you know, I just got there for my bar mitzvah or whatever. Can't come back in an hour. She's supposed to be the Friday night. Answer, according to this. Like, Motzei Shabbos. Motzei Shabbos, it's a hassle. It's a big long line of Motzei Shabbos. I'd rather go Friday night. So if you ask me, it's better to go Friday night. Why not? Have to govern. If you ask the Madana Yontif, no! It's an Iser of Schit the Messiah. They were matched only for owner approval, and he's a boss. There's no owner, no approval. Wow. So this is something which is very important. We have to fill in some more blanks to fill in, but this is I bought this from Adi for the same in the Sid Chaim. I'm going to continue a little bit more on these issues. One at a time.
Yeah. What did you do with
Avnon, man? Good question. What am I going to do with Avnon? It's a mitzvah to wash your face. The three mitzvahs. All particular order. Puru, you spread yesterday, first mitzvah of the Torah. Oh no, you're washing your face. Think my eyes. I'm going to Shabbos, no? And then miss out the Shabbos. Hillel would wash his face. We call it Kono. I don't want to tell you. I don't think better. No, is that Gemara Shabbos? Hello. What
no.
Time? same daf with the ger? Is that the same daf? Is that where it was? Somewhere in the summer, so to tell you. Look it up, we'll tell you tomorrow what daf it's on. Anyway, Rabbosai, let's discuss a few other matters along these lines.
Is there water anymore in the...
Yeah, no.
Scraping with, like...
No water? How do you wash your face with no water? It's pretty creative.
Isn't he scraping it with different...
I mean, maybe you're better than me. I wake up on your kip in the morning, wash your face with no water. The addition of wash is with water. How else do you wash your face?
Isn't that a big hole?
I made the soap.
Soap.
That's what I thought I meant. Would you want to wash your hands with soap with no water? Woo! Rough and tough. Yeah. I don't know. Wash your eyes. And then Mr. Brewer uses water. Yeah. I said, Mr. Brewer, even in Iran, they wash their hands with water. How about that? Let's go a little further. Fine. The Shmir Shabbos Gechaza, we haven't had him in a while. I put in Perek Tesvav discusses some of these matters. You know, we come to a conclusion that there is kibbutz by Or. We just read it. Some say the Raisa, some say the Rabbana. What about, this happens all the time, you have a hard plastic tablecloth, something spills. Maisa b'chol yom. I always encourage the use of plastic tablecloths. This week, for some reason, my wife didn't, for some reason, decided not to put it on. And last night, I see, walking around the whole table with stain removers here and there and there and there. What are you doing? Why do you need all this work for? We already married off our children. It says in the Pesachim, you have to have a white tablecloth. I said, we don't have to worry anymore. My wife wears sneakers. I'm sorry, because of Psulima. Now the grandchildren are getting of age, have to watch out again. Rabbi said, hope they won't discover us. Okay, fine. Trade secrets. Anyway, so we always use a plastic thing on top because things spill. Mice and all things spill. So we have a kivege. That's what we have a kivege. Kivege was in that plastic from kivege's days. Story is told. Kivege had a guest in the house, and the guest spilled some wine. Oy. Now, and they didn't have washing machines either. The story of the Kivega also spilled wine. It must be the table is not steady. He didn't want to embarrass his guest. Now the business said, you had to wash two stains. I said, what? Well, she gave a look. I don't know, had that part of the story that they don't tell. Anyway. So the Shmir Shabbos and Perek Tesvav discusses this matter. He suggests it's better than our. It doesn't, it's not belay at all. Take a look at Mishnah Brewer. Mishnah Brewer has over here, Sivkotin Mem Aleph. Sivkotin Mem Aleph. Ach B'Kliyet, the same page we learned before. B'Chuliyam Evoshun Chashash Kibus. Oh yes, but Kliyet's not. It's like Kliyet's. Then he says, he's scared to be Mekel. And a suffix which could potentially be a suffix d'oraisa. He quotes Rav Moshe. See Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe talks about this too. Hold on. Let's see what we're talking. Vidvah maple shel plastic. See? Tap line. Rav Moshe. Your day of bathe, I involve. It's hard to find these things. It's, you know, Rav Moshe or Tshuvas with three different topics. This is when you're a day. It's tucked in the way of some other Tshuvas. Vistabesh in a dome of the Oris. Shudabesh in a mind of those in cloud, Tocho. The Rakhah Gabbah come away to the Matris. We just said. Rafarakim. We usually use the softer versions of the You know, talk about the disposable. Everyone has those. Mm-hmm. Cedar maker, big ones, small ones, softer, right? Yeah. All right, the concussion. Same thing. It doesn't absorb anything. Shulchan ein zayin kibus. When the damas besvaras minim achayim laoros. Look, the oros even kashim is achayim whole. It's a kibus, and some rishon the pasuk. Now we're looking for halacha. We just saw this, yeah, on Thursday. You wash your dishes on Shabbos. No, what's between hard leather and hard dishes? So good, done. Rav Moshe is a very decisive person. He didn't equivocate. When a royal lahachmir, the vault. Shalom l'shavshav yadayim b'chozeh. Shukain shivshav tzido zeh alzeh. Rakanako sayadeh mayim b'kalas. Yeshagal l'chuliyam. But much to pshar. Yes, sir.
Is there ever a kibbutz by something that's
spoken? Maybe not with the rest. Maybe. You just thought you want to use it again?
In by definition, you're not hakbirah.
True. But if you want to reuse it, expensive. I'll reuse it for next Shabbos. What's the crime? Let's say you had a lucky day, but nothing spilled. Yeah. Nothing. After Shabbos, hey, brand new. Fold it up. The next Friday night, you got to get shot. Don't tell anybody that. Sure not. Maybe.
By water, not with water.
Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, end of Sukkot and Nun Hei. End of Nun Hei, Shin Beit, end of Nun Hei. Wait a second. No, made a mistake. Shin Chaf, end of Nun Hei. We shall see Shin Beit and Shin Chaf. Beit and Chaf is Chalfim, you know. You know from, you know, they're telling some prints, you can't tell the difference. Just a little thing sticking out. Here too, it's Mischal. End of Nun Hei. The page Kuf Mem of the Beit in our print. The last narrow line. Im Nishbach Shecha Rishar Mashkal HaMapa Shal HaShulchan wrote to Ligror Olsen B'chapa B'sakin Yolah Nakas HaMapa. Take a spoon or a knife to get rid of all that stuff that's spilled. Yizoyer Shelo Yigarem B'koach Kdei Shelo Yavu L'dei Schita Rak Yosim Es HaMashke Hatsof Melamala. Why? Says the Bi Alocha. Take a look. Tov Tov. This is a situation of segregation lo nicholei. Oh. Kosa Mataz, the third line of the Bialoch. In Nishbach Shecher or Sharamashkim Shehenem Mulabdim ala Mappa Shalashulpan who wrote to Lakoso, a Koponim lo Yishav Misham Tov Kach Echot, Lishbach Lachutz. Too late. After you got out of the base of Skila, then you can want to, you know, we'll throw it out. A little too late. Fine. That's what it says in the Be'alacha from the Taz. Fine. The second Yesh Heta Litchos Me'al Amapa V'Ligro Al Yodol Amashu Shenishba Al Amapa V'Yomzul Le'ibud immediately. The Tov, the Taz says, Rak. They the tunnel of Eli Rabba, the open there, ain't no moat on the cork, like Shaw, Mamashka, Homer, and Misaf, and Malam, come to Kavi Boisim. Abavisi tells the Shabbos, said the Shulman, I said, Chitim, she had Tigo, Dibbe, Hataz, Masha, the Tzorok, Lema, the Tov, not the rock, change the gears. Had the Medina, Das, Hataz, the Sak, and Lopal, the Filish, the Gor, the Kor, the Sova, the Minig, the Kororach, the Sequential Nicholas Mutter. Open there, also the Kav. So Yigur Bekoach, Dimloke, Nova, Yisra, the Rabbon, and Akoponim, the day Akrona. So Lizor, Mashiach Lizor, Akal Hashem Natas. Now the Rabbis is wrong. I'm doing it in Kaf and Sakin. Kam Bekaf, I feel the note of Bekoach, Ein Bo Yisra Torah. Kem Shadal Hashid of Chutz, and Sokhet Bishvila Mashke, Kem Ein Bo Yisra, the Rabbon, and the day Akrona, Kem Bo Yisra Bekoach. Kri Begodim sounds that way, no Yisra Torah. Chachin should be careful, even a second. Koshkin Bekah. Why? We passed him Sikreshla and Nichol Yezazar. Aliyosar Amashka Atzaf and Lamal Shlo Bedoka. Open Zeh, Afil Bekah Shor Lechul Yama. Period. What about water? Chotem Mataz, Yemayim, or Yayin Lovon. Right? Yayin Lovon is Krusa, Sukkadaf Men. Lishvar al Amapo, also ligur afilu besakin davi mechabes. The kavanos of shagora bekoach, because the vade bolad eschidas Amapo to told the mechabes. Is the isit Torah mishum liben Amapo? Yeah, Prima God is not sure what he meant. Maybe he means the b'mayim avsh ein bekoach also ligur the base agvera shirotzo the shachol haoretz nislach lach Amapo memokom shehiya hayavish betchila. Which we also kibuso. So a different reason. Different reason. So we can be making a shalom b'koach. Well, post can say, hey, malichluk, you don't say shalom kibuso. That made a miskavim l'chavis, as we saw. Atkan, in the bi'aloch. Okay. Now. Shvir Shabbos says, it's called Derek Lichluch. It's called Derek Lichluch, he called it. This, when you're rubbing off the stuff from the tablecloth, you're not cleaning it. It's Derek Lichluch. That's what Shlomo Zalman is quoted as saying in the Shmir Shabbos Bechasa, Perek Yud Beis.
What are you rubbing it off with?
With a spoon. With a spoon.
And the spoon is Melach like the tablecloth?
Yeah.
Then why are you doing it?
You have a whole pile over here, right? You get rid of it this way. Well, on the way to the sea, it pours on some of the other parts of the tablecloth. March to the sea, after. Yeah. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, we see in Beit Yud Ches, Yidah goes into the water, right? Hog Bar Mitzvah, the Chitzorei Klashkiach. Listen to this carefully. Shaloya kol lichluch ala begodim. The guy's going to hakol pnei rabo, or the woman's going to be my rebbe's tovel. You have to make sure the garbage came out of the cleaners. It's not a speck of dirt. Ela kochok the kevin have a derech lichluch sharinon. It's derech lichluch. Writes Shlomo Zalman Shmir Shabbos Perek Yud Beis in this edition. It's a ora kuf. The new edition to our Kuf Vav. Now, it seems in our case, if there's no lichluch, it'll be okay. But in his case, I'm not so sure it's true. Quote the one opinion, if there's lichluch, it's usher, even b'derech lichluch. Didn't we see that? B'alach? We saw it. Shin Bei's Siftes. You saw this last week. Shin Bei's test, Shein. Abu Kshesh of Lichluch, I feel Derek Lichluch going to Nagav Yadayim Shom also Dezu. Kevin Shesh of Lichluch, Mikvah, because they're prima godin. All that's coming. He's not sure it's true. Maybe that was everyone agrees to that. Shlomo Zalman seems to be willing to be maker based on a possibility of the halacha against an offer in the prima gada and all shot all his tummy. I don't believe it. I would rather go with the prima gada. And I told you the two toises they were arguing with each other, that they both agreed to the second tense. No, that's, to me, it's a problem. In any event, this is the tablecloth. Tablecloth. However, what about the situation? We do the very next. Listen carefully. Uvematlas ha-miyuchedas l'kach mutar afilein anaki. A rig! A rig! Okay? He says, on top he says, mayim shenishkulu agabe amapa rosh shmir shabbos mutar litzvog olsem rak v'matlas ha-miyuchedas l'kach. A rig which is made only for these things. Where'd it come from? Mishnah Berurah said cotton samach. What's the samach? Not afraid of schita in this case, right? I am Bachronim. He says, where is this? Samach? He says, a kol shu'ov shu'tzara, that's very narrow, and the nagla afil v'smadah ha-miyuchal l'kach. The yeshul of the schita. So if it's miyuchal l'kach, it's only with the psegresha. Otherwise, we're not choshesh. That's what he's calling over here in Tzipkot and Samach. Second. Then Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, or the Shmir Shabbat says, Afilu eina nekiya. V'ein v'shiyosa mishem kibus v'agavna. V'she'ein o'choshev l'lamna akshav klal. Who says so? So says Shulchan. There's the Alter Rebbe coming again. Dava miyuchal l'kach. You never want it to be, you never expect to make it clean. It's a shmata. Although some of them, they clean shmatas too. I'm sorry. Rags, just meant to be dirty. Okay, that's what he seems to be saying over here. And this Kuf Aleph, the new edition, is Kuf Zayin. So he says, like a Mishameres, quotes out the Rebbe, sure enough, Schita itself would be allowed. Okay, what about dry dirt on a plastic? What is he right? Look carefully.
With paper towels.
Oh, maybe we'll get the paper towels later. Hold on. One second, please. Let's say you have, I'm trying to read it to you. In Kutno Kuf Yudalit, in the new ones, it's Kuf Kapal, 2057. Right over here, it's about. If you have a mapa of synthetics, and there's no cotton whatsoever, it's all purely synthetic. You can clean it. Biyad Rafa, Fulo Yashav Shevis, Vekom Alichuk Vemayim. Don't rub it with water. Where we have it? Look in the Be'er Halacha, Zeh al Zeh. We saw this. Be'er Halacha, Zeh al Zeh. Shin Beis, Sif Kes. Zeh al Zeh. Now in the Shabbat, Zeh al Zeh, third line. Oh, he quotes this Bialocha to say you can't do that. Okay, that you can't do. Okay, watch this now. Out of the Mokam Alichluch, Yaveshu, it's dry. Less than Bam Yashavsho, you may rub it. Look at Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph. No, the mashma the dafka be beged shayach lemishim libud asrina. Only by beged. Look at Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph. What's Mishnah Berurah Lamed Aleph? The lashon of the mechaber, tichal, big though, says the Mishnah Berurah, and chilik b'chol zeh ben meshi lepishna v'tzemer. That's all different if it's made from silk or made from linen or made from wool. Perhaps you have begging. Yes, sir.
Can we say that when it's linen dry, we're worried about token?
Correct, but in some cases not. It's only by mud, not by ain't token acha token. Perhaps applies to these kinds of things. Not going to that right. It's a good question. Okay, that's what he suggests. Fine, that's correct. Chiddush, that's what he says. Only by a beged, not by a tablecloth. He's machmir by shifshib b'mayim. Shmir Shabbos also said that's not allowed. No, there's no leaven. The Raisa, he's saying, when it comes to this kind of situation, of course, you can wash dishes, everyone agrees to that. Why? Not bully anything, we saw that. Not going to say you're laundering it. Not the same as a tablecloth. A tablecloth, Rav Moshe is worried, the Shmir Shabbos is also worried, maybe you should view a tablecloth like a garment. Because it's a flat material. When it comes to the dishes, it's ridiculous. Gloves, he's making. The person who washes the dishes wearing gloves. No, made from rubber. It's not a garment. Not the same. Fine. That's what it says. Now, may you actually wash something from rubber? Halacha l'maisa. We have rubber. A nipple of a baby bottle gets dirty. It falls on the floor. It's been known to happen. The baby throws the bottle on the floor. Tension. Or a pacifier. Made from rubber. That's very common to fall on the floor. Can you wash that? Shlomo Zalman says it's mutter to wash it no matter what. You're not trying to get rid of anything which is absorbed into the rubber. What you're trying to do is get rid of the surface dirt. From this and Karel, it's called about Ochel Shabbos. It's a kli. It's like washing the dishes. Not bolea. Kibus mamish may be a problem to get rid of the stains that were somehow absorbed. No, he's trying to get rid of the outside dirt. It's like washing dishes. But if it's a plastic tablecloth, lashon that they use over there, is Aina Batavnis Kli Elakiuria. It looks like a curtain. If it's flat, then washing it has more comparable to kibbutz. And this way I saw in the Siv Chaim slugs up Rav Moshe's comparison of the tablecloth to Kalim. Because the tablecloth is like a flat surface, like a garment. And a kli, washed dishes, are totally different. You know what he compares it to? He compares what we saw earlier today, the difference between Seir Tolush and Seir Rosho. Different. We're not scientific totally. We look at what some measure of subjectivity. You're not washing your body, you're not washing a and the laban. You don't launder your body, you don't launder your dishes. But a tablecloth may be different. Pacifier, sounds like dishes, not like, it's not a flat surface. Rabbi Yosha wasn't sure. He said, you know, all you can do is let the pacifier sink, you know, put it into water, like R, but you can't rub it. It's machmen. Machmen. Nafkamina, a Hilchos Shabbos to Shabbos, laminated Zemira's books. I know the new word in Hebrew. Laminatia. It took me a while to figure what you're talking about. You have a lot of these Zemira, have been laminated. You can't rub that either. Okay. But now, mostly, I wanted to get, I can't finish it today, but let's at least start it. Turn to the Mishnah Berurah, Shin Chav Gimel, Sivkot and Lamed Ches. Shin Chav Gimel. I'm sorry, it's on the new Ma'amar Komos. You should have had it by now, but okay. Lamed Ches. Our Gemara. What we just learned. Mutal is Shav Shav Akelim B'chol Davar. Chutz. B'kli Kesef B'gartkon Shushim Reyayim Shushav Shav Neskashu B'nei Shum B'machek B'kli Kesef Shurach. That's the Gemara we saw on both sides earlier. On Daf Nun. Says the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Ches B'chol Davar. Hakil b'nes and b'chol soap. Kishi yichel emokam ebol yom shen emokas. Fine. B'nire. Without kishayim b'hakol m'gubu b'mayim erev Shabbos. Okay? Otherwise you have a problem with what? Of lush. Not for now either. Ayin l'kaman. Af al pi. It's the God. M'machek it's enem it's God of Mishori. God of Sikration. U'maril. Hoya osel lishtop es azchukas v'shibol ashul atziro. Sarap tam lama. Efsh pesvile. Tadakul adiach hakeinu mishim nikiim shari. Avalola has hero. Vidochak. You shouldn't make kalim shine. Shouldn't make them shine. Shouldn't make them shine. Some disagree. Look at Shara Tzi in their mouth. No. Chemosh lo nehira. To the beggar, the nest of the chol bevanei matir. In that case also makes it shine. Either my real. Shalol and Sarah Hayom. Not because it's a tachona, not because otherwise it would be het the gomer. That's what's going on over here in the Sharat Siyun. Chayon is Tirchi and Seira. And Tiladavik called the Tikkun Kli, as the Rambam says. Pays the Gemara that way. Now it's interesting. In the Shmir Shabbos of Chassid, discusses this as well. Perek is base. Here we go. Find it. Also, let's tzachteach lekesef ukein achoshes b'shabbos yontif. Lord, b'matas v'gila tevula b'tachshin azil asur. Kam v'tziptuach b'matas hamiyucheres v'kach shabamat tzachzim b'li kol nozel. Ein lahatim. Lord was very careful. Didn't say also. Ein lahatim. Ki harei etzim atziptuach osur. Ava mutl nagev yofek klei zchuchis kam v'mishabshvo b'mageves atche yavrik. Why? If Shlomo Zalman says, so here it's a footnote, Samach Tes, in the new editions it's in footnote Ayin. The Dafka B'Shibol is Shul, which is Father Mishru you saw, Shul came Tachshim Yuchel, Lechel Asa, based on what I've known. Avalo Menaka Yofa B'Matz, a plain dry rig, Hashem Atzakteach, Nachmas Atzmo, it's a natural shine. If you B'Shibol is Shul, maybe Mishru is Shem Tzorach Talam Asa. We don't know why. Chayotim says, B'Lavachim Nekim, I mean, Tirchi Yaseira. Okay, if it's Tirchi Yaseira, but it's not a Tirchi Yaseira, then it should be permissible. Does everyone agree to this? No. No. Hilchos Shabbos, the Shabbos, page Reish Nun Zayin, again, I left in the office, says it's wrong. With respect to the Easter, Tikkun Kli or Tircha, what's the difference if it has a Tachshem Yuchud or no Tachshem Yuchud? The Mishnah Berurah says that way. Letzataro is also, we just saw it in Shin Sukkot and Lamed Ches. And the Prima Gadim says it's also to be Matas Sakinim, even the Matlas by itself. And he quotes that the Alter Rebbe and Aruch HaShulchan don't quote the Maril at all. And the Abba doesn't like it. Nafkamina, Rabbi Osai, you want to wipe your glasses clean. Very common, people take the glasses and they take and they clean it. According to the Shmir Shabbat Shabbos, I can take it back. According to Shmir Shabbos, it's mutter. Because it's only a red. He doesn't like that they're only a red. But he says, well, you know what? For glasses, you can't see too well, then it's Yesh HaMilismach. That's all. Only Yesh HaMilismach, he writes. You shouldn't do it if you don't have it. What about, between the glasses, what about contact lenses? Who in this room has contact lenses? Do you put them in some solution on Friday night? Yeah. There are two kinds of solutions, I'm told. There's plain, and then there's, I think, they call it saline solution. Am I right? There are two kinds. Yeah. One that just keeps it, basically, that keeps it wet, and one of them has special cleansing ingredients. Is that true? There's still two kinds?
Yeah, I think so. Saline is just a regular. Saline just is like a solvent.
That's a regular.
Stam
contact solution is saline solution.
That's what he's saying. Yeah.
And is there some special super duper one that cleans it?
Yeah.
So what do you guys use? Super duper one or the plain one?
I use disposable.
No problem. Disposable. You all use disposables now?
No, I don't.
You don't? So what do you use? The super duper one or the plain one?
I don't know. It says up and up on the box.
What does that mean?
One that you,
that's the name of the brand. I think it's regular saline.
You better know between now and Friday night. It's now Sunday. I have a lot of time. It's probably good to talk this now. Okay, let's stop now. Mr. Tomorrow, we'll start with the Aruch HaShabbos. You can look it up. You can find the one. If you can find the one from the Beis Medrash, you can have it. You might have to take home. We only have one. So to find it. It's a whole thing. It's pages and pages about this contact solution.